This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. AI-assisted clinical decision support shows no benefit over standard care in Kenyan primary care study. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk, Moderate Evidence. A pragmatic cluster randomized trial published in Nature Medicine found that integrating ChatGPT 4.0 into clinical decision support at Kenyan primary care facilities did not significantly reduce 14-day treatment failure compared with standard practice. The study, conducted across multiple health facilities in Kenya, raises important questions about the real-world effectiveness of large language models in resource-limited healthcare settings. Key takeaways: ChatGPT 4.0 assisted decision support did not significantly reduce 14-day treatment failure rates in Kenyan primary care. Pragmatic trial design tested AI integration under real-world conditions rather than controlled laboratory settings. Findings suggest that AI implementation in primary care requires careful validation before wide-scale deployment. Study highlights the importance of measuring clinical outcomes, not just implementation feasibility. Study at a glance: no significant reduction in 14-day treatment failure with AI assistance versus standard care in Kenyan primary care. Pragmatic AI trials in low-resource settings. Key evidence gaps, challenges in validating large language models for clinical practice in primary care facilities. Implementation feasibility studies, 90%. Studies measuring clinical outcomes, 28%. Trials in low-income country settings, 12%. Studies with long-term follow-up, 8%. Indicative distribution based on current AI health literature. Mapping. Georgian Medical Journal News. Bridging the evidence gap between AI capability and clinical effectiveness. The trial represents a significant departure from the typical AI and health research paradigm, which has historically focused on technical validation rather than patient outcomes. Published in Nature Medicine, the pragmatic design deliberately tested ChatGPT 4.0 in routine operational conditions, messy, real-world primary care environments, rather than controlled settings. This methodological choice is crucial because it addresses what researchers call the efficacy-effectiveness gap. A technology may work perfectly in trials, but fail to improve outcomes when deployed at scale. Kenya's primary care system, like many in sub-Saharan Africa, faces significant constraints: limited specialist access, high clinical caseloads, and variable diagnostic resources. The hypothesis underlying the trial was that AI-assisted decision support could help general practitioners make better diagnostic and treatment decisions, thereby reducing adverse outcomes and treatment failures. However, the absence of significant improvement suggests that clinical decision-making in these settings is constrained by factors beyond decision quality, such as medication availability, patient adherence, or disease severity at presentation. What the negative result actually tells us: a null finding in a well-designed pragmatic trial is not a failure of research. It is actionable evidence. The study's negative result does not mean ChatGPT 4.0 is useless in primary care. It means that simply providing AI suggestions to clinicians without addressing broader systemic barriers does not translate to measurable patient benefit. This distinction is critical for interpreting the research and planning next steps. Several plausible explanations exist. First, clinicians in the intervention group may have received AI suggestions but lacked the authority, confidence, or context to act on them. Second, treatment failure at 14 days may reflect factors upstream of clinical decision-making. Patients may not have filled prescriptions, completed the full course, or returned for follow-up. Third, the study may have been underpowered to detect clinically meaningful improvements, or the true effect size may be smaller than anticipated. Research teams should examine these mechanisms through qualitative interviews with participating clinicians and ancillary analyses of protocol adherence and implementation fidelity. ChatGPT 4.0 assisted clinical decision support did not significantly reduce 14-day treatment failure rates compared with standard care in Kenyan primary care facilities. Nature Medicine, published online 26 June 2026, Implications for AI Deployment in Healthcare Systems. This trial arrives at a moment of significant hype around generative AI in clinical medicine. Many health systems are exploring ChatGPT integration without robust evidence of patient benefit. The Kenya study suggests that enthusiasm must be tempered by rigorous, pragmatic evaluation. Before wide-scale deployment, health systems should demand evidence not just that AI can be integrated technically, but that it improves outcomes that matter to patients. Treatment success, reduced complications, faster recovery, and lower mortality. The findings also highlight the importance of implementation science. Even effective clinical interventions fail if not properly implemented. For AI-assisted decision support, successful implementation likely requires clinician training and buy-in, integration into existing workflows without creating additional burdens, systems to verify AI recommendations against local protocols and drug availability, and feedback loops to help clinicians learn when to trust or override AI suggestions. The Kenya trial tested AI addition to care. Future studies should test AI integration into care, accounting for these implementation realities. This work also underscores the need for more pragmatic trials of AI in low-resource settings. Most AI health research occurs in high-income countries with different disease patterns, healthcare infrastructure, and clinician expertise. The transferability of AI systems across contexts is unknown. Health policy frameworks must require local evidence before adoption, and clinical practice guidelines must distinguish between innovations with proven benefit and those still undergoing evaluation. What comes next? Research and implementation priorities. The negative result opens new research questions rather than closing the door on AI in primary care. Future trials should investigate which subgroups might benefit from AI support. Do different LLMs perform differently in this context? Can AI improve other outcomes beyond 14-day treatment failure, such as diagnostic accuracy, clinician confidence, or efficiency? Do combinations of AI support plus additional training or resources show synergistic benefit? Implementation research is equally urgent. Understanding why the intervention did not improve outcomes will require detailed process evaluation. How often did clinicians access the AI tool? How often did they follow its recommendations? Why did they accept or reject AI suggestions? What barriers existed to acting on AI-generated advice? This qualitative and mixed methods work is essential for designing more effective versions of AI-assisted decision support that align with real-world constraints and workflows. The Kenya Pragmatic Trial demonstrates that good science can produce uncomfortable answers. Rather than marketing AI systems on the basis of technical capability alone, the health sector must embrace evidence-based skepticism, rigorously testing whether each tool improves patient outcomes in the specific context where it will be used. For global health practitioners, this study offers a methodological model and a cautionary lesson. Implement with evidence, measure what matters to patients, and remain willing to accept that promising innovations may not deliver benefit in routine practice. What this means? For patients, AI-assisted decision support tools should not be assumed to improve treatment outcomes without rigorous local evidence. Patients should ask whether their healthcare facility has validated new AI tools before adopting them, and continue relying on clinician judgment informed by established guidelines. For clinicians, this trial suggests that AI suggestions alone do not automatically improve clinical outcomes. Clinicians should maintain critical judgment, verify AI recommendations against local protocols and drug availability, and advocate for implementation strategies that reduce, rather than add to, clinical workload. For policymakers, health system leaders should require pragmatic, outcome-focused trials before mandating AI adoption. Implementation must account for workflow integration, clinician training, and systemic barriers to care. Negative results should trigger investigation into mechanisms rather than dismissal of the technology. Frequently asked questions. Does this study prove AI cannot help in primary care? No. The study shows that ChatGPT-4o decision support, as implemented in this trial, did not reduce 14-day treatment failure. This does not exclude the possibility that different AI tools, different implementation strategies or support for different clinical tasks could produce benefit. Future research should test these variations. Why is this a pragmatic trial, and why does that matter? Pragmatic trials test interventions under real-world conditions with routine patients, clinicians, and settings, rather than in controlled research environments. This design provides stronger evidence for actual implementation impact, but it also means results reflect the messiness of real practice. Clinicians may not use the tool, patients may not adhere to recommendations, or systemic barriers may prevent benefit despite good clinical decisions. Pragmatic trials are more relevant to policy than efficacy trials. What should health systems do now? Halt AI projects or continue? Neither extreme is warranted. Health systems should implement AI tools only where they have evidence of benefit in similar contexts. Require rigorous outcome measurement, not just feasibility assessments. Pair AI deployment with implementation science and clinician engagement, and be transparent with staff and patients about what is proven versus experimental. This balanced approach treats AI as a clinical tool, requiring the same evidence standards as any drug or intervention. As healthcare systems worldwide accelerate AI adoption, studies like this Kenya trial provide a reality check on expectations. The absence of benefit in this carefully designed study should prompt health leaders to demand rigorous evidence, robust implementation, and sustained outcome monitoring before treating generative AI as a standard clinical tool. The future of AI in healthcare depends not on technological capability alone, but on demonstrated value for patient outcomes in real-world settings. Source: Generative AI-enabled clinical decision support system in primary care, a pragmatic cluster randomized trial, Nature Medicine, published online 26 June 2026.